Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
I want to welcome all of you to another podcast of the Seven Figure Dental Practice. I'm Dr. Shaheen Safarian. I have the pleasure here to once again be sitting with Charles Dabbelgott. And today we're going to be talking about the business insurance policy. It's a very vague term that hopefully today we're going to have Charles clarify exactly what it is and what we need to look for as far as our dental practices go. But before we get into that, Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Dr. Safarian. How are you?
Good, man. We're off to another year.
Off to 2018. You know, 2018 is going to be bringing a lot of rewards and challenges to all of our businesses. So I'm glad we're here today to talk about just general business insurance. I know we've talked before about disability and a lot of other aspects of the dental business. But one of them that a lot of people just skirt over is, do I have general liability on my office? And do I have a certificate of insurance for my landlord? Okay. And it's not always enough just to think about that. So what I want to do is I want to talk about some key things that you need to look at in your policy and about your business before you sign off on that business renewal policy this year.
That's great. Look, we're always looking for experts to define insurance to us. As you know, we're so heavy on production and collection and managing so many other things. So it's great that we have someone like you with all the experience that you have that can really just break it down for us to a very simple form.
Okay, I appreciate that. So let's start out with the basic business operations policy. Most policies are a package policy. So they not only include the liability for your practice, the general liability, but they also provide some sort of tenants, betterments, and improvements coverage and contents coverage. And then most packages sold by a higher level insurance company or preferred insurance companies, they'll sell a packages of coverage that come with that at no cost or an included cost. So first, when you're looking at your insurance on your practice, you need to look at a couple key things. We need to make sure that you all have at least $1 million and $2 million in aggregate of liability insurance. Most people will, but you need to make sure you have that at a minimum. The next major thing you need to look at is, do I have all of my contents in my building and or in my office space covered, and are my tenants, betterments, and improvements covered correctly? And here's why I say that. So here's how I define it to make it easy for everyone. If you would turn your office upside down, everything that would fall out of it is contents. In a dental operation, a lot of your items that you think are contents are not. They're called tenants, betterments, and improvements because you've bolted down your x-ray machines. You've bolted down your chairs. You've bolted down a lot of things in your operation that are defined and classified as business betterments and improvements of that space, okay?
So anything bolted into your office when you turn upside down and doesn't fall out is under that category.
Exactly. So you want to make sure, have I defined that to my insurance agent correctly? If I have $50,000 in office equipment, computers and tools and things that you use as part of your practice that would fall out of that space, that should be the dollar amount you have in contents coverage. Your building betterments and improvements is everything in your operation that is attached and cannot be removed from the premises without a tool. Okay. If you have to use a tool to bring it out, it needs to be included as a betterment and improvement value. In every lease space, that you're, if you're a dental practitioner and you have a lease space, you're technically responsible for everything from the studs in. Okay. So that means all your sheetrock, your bathroom, all your flooring, your appliances, your lighting, and all the equipment bolted down in that operation, that should be included under betterments and improvements. Because if it burns down, that landlord is going to rebuild it to the studs and expect you under the lease to fill in everything else in that space. It's kind of like a condo, okay? So you need to make sure you have enough coverage that covers all your bolted down equipment and also enough coverage to cover the sheetrock, the painting, the...
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.